Welcome to episode 6. I'm ready to get started. Remember, we're in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. And cue intro guy.
The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Spending time in the Word of God is the best way to spend time with God. Welcome to No Doubt, No Fear, Only Believe podcast, where we will encourage, inspire, and empower you to live your best life in Christ. Here's Greg.
Hey, today, my creative muscles. And if you know me, you know that I'm not all that creative, but God has given me a talent or a skill or a gift. I guess it's more of a gift. The gift of teaching. And I appreciate it. And I'll tell you a story. Back in the day when I first got saved, I read the passage in James that pretty much said, you know, you don't want to be a teacher. And I'll read you the specific verse, but it said, you know, that the teachers were going to be held to a higher standard. Let me go to that scripture real quick. It's in James 3:1. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. Now, I want to remind you that when I got saved, I was a schmo. I didn't know anything about anything, but I'm reading through the Bible, and I read, and it was my New Living Translation, and I don't have it in front of me, but I remember when I read it, that it pretty much told me that, you know, anybody that, you'd be crazy to want to be a teacher, because you're going to be held to a different standard. And that, you know, God would punish. I honestly can't, but I remember thinking to myself, there is no way in the world I'd ever be a teacher of the Bible. I mean, I'll read the Bible and I'll listen to other people, but there is no way that I'm going to fall into that pit. So here I am 28 years later, and I've taught multiple times, and it's humbling to think that God would use me to teach His Word. But it's a little bit scary. And when people, you know, if people want to criticize, and everybody, when someone criticizes Mother Teresa, are you kidding me? So I'm really not going to listen to the criticism anymore. The fear of judgment of anybody that's listening to this to say, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, whatever. You know, you go read the Bible. I tell you every time I make a horrible Holy Spirit. My job is not to be God. My job is to imitate it poorly, probably, God. But, you know, if you got to get a picture of something while you're driving, you know, I am not the Son. God has one Son. It was Jesus. He came and lived a perfect life. I am not the Son. But if you need a celestial example, I'm probably more like the moon. And so are you. We are to reflect God's light and glory. That's really our only job. We're not supposed to be the sun, but we are to represent or to imitate as best we can God. But I want to get back to where I was when I read that the first time. I'm like, oh, heck no, I'm not going to have any part of that. And I went on, and it never hit the radar again. I'd already made up my mind I wasn't going to do it. Well, then, you know, fast forward so many years, and I get an opportunity to teach a Sunday school, and I was like, oh, I'd like to do that. And it was a couples class, and so I loved it. I mean, I went in and taught, and I did my own thing. I wrote down, I prayed, and I wrote down, you know, what I thought, you know, God was wanting me to teach, and all of that stuff. I mean, I'm telling you, I absolutely love it, and why I'm here, because I love getting in the Word. I love teaching. I love seeing people get, you know, have that light bulb come on. And so, and while I can't really see that in this podcast, looking at this microphone, I'm hoping that, you know, some of the stuff that I'm teaching that you can apply to your life. And with all of that said, I want to go to flexing my teaching muscle just a little bit. And it's based on scripture in 2 Peter, and it's in 3:8. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. that kind of jumped off the page one day with me. And since I'm a lot better with math than I am English, if you couldn't tell already, I'm sure some of you English majors are going, oh my gosh, he's mixing up all kinds of stupid pronouns. I mean, I'm just not that, I'm not English. I'm not illiterate, but English is not my first language. I guess that's the easiest way I could say it. It is probably redneck, or I don't know what my first language is, but it is not proper English. So I've got that going for me, but I do like numbers and I did like math. And when I read this, I was thinking, wow, I wonder what the math is on that. Like one day equals 1,000 years and 1,000 years a day. So I started seeing numbers and started trying to figure out how to do it. And it took me the better part of a day. I'm better at math. I didn't say I was great at math, but I enjoy math more than I enjoy English. But I found a program. And I for all you people that are rolling your eyes and saying, you know, this is not literal, I understand that this is not a literal translation. I understand that God is not caught in time. And I understand that time, that God holds time. He sees the end from the beginning. I understand all of this, but for the sake of teaching purposes, I want to show you what spiritual time looks like and why it's more important that we dig into the Word of God and to take time in our spirit walk and building up our spirit house and that foundation that is the Word of God or Jesus, that it's built on that, the using of the time that you have and how powerful 10 minutes or 15 minutes a day is for your whole life. That I think that one foundation, that 15 minutes and you build on it, I believe it is huge. And what I've done is I've created I call it the God Time Calculator, I think. I can't even remember what I called it. But it's hosted. I'm going to put that in the show notes, and you'll be able to find it at nodoubtonlybelieve.com/God Calculator, probably is what I'll have. But it'll be in the show notes. But you'll be able to click on that and you won't have to give me your email. Hopefully you've already signed up to hear wonderful email messages from me. But if not, what I want you to do is I want you to be able to click on that and then put in your spiritual time. Like, how much time do you pray? How much time do you read the Word? And how much time do you worship? I think those are the three things. It's been a while since I've clocked into that and looked, but it's pray, it's worship, and it's read the Word. And what it'll do is it'll take whatever minutes, if you put 1 minute or if you put 20 minutes or whatever, it'll calculate that time each day into hours and years. It's really pretty cool, but it uses this 1 Peter 3:8, the one day equals 1,000 years and 1,000 years a day to do the math. So before I get all this mail telling me, because I've already, you know, when I put it out there, people are telling me, you know, and I shouldn't read and I shouldn't care, but it I'm human. I'll read some of the stuff and I'm thinking, look, God's not stuck in time, so that you know that I understand that this is just, but so you know that this is just for information purposes only. Just look at it, and it kind of opens up some other things in the Word of God for me when I look at, you know, that time and how much, and it, you kind of just want to give, what I want to do and I want to help you is it kind of give you a shot in the arm that, you know, I mean, some of this spiritual stuff, God is in the spirit, and to get a grasp of this spirit realm, it's hard to just, you know, because some of it kind of woo-woo to me, you got to pray and you got, but if you can get something concrete that you can look at and that you can grab a hold of and say, oh, you know, I spent 10 minutes today and 10 minutes is worth, you know, 4 years in God time. So I hope I'm going to try to, because I've been a little bit longer than I want on some of these podcasts. This is really the only thing I want. I just want to put that out there for you so you can go have fun. Go look at it, check it out. Let me know what you think. but it is the God Time Calculator, and it is just a little bit of an idea of some of the stuff that as God has given me ideas, and I kind of put feet to it. And remember, it's that ready, fire, aim stuff. So instead of waiting around for someone, should I do this? I just do it. I want to give that to you as my gift. Go and have fun with it. And thank you again for tuning in. If you haven't hit the subscribe button, go ahead and subscribe. And I will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the No Doubt, No Fear, Only Believe podcast at www.nodoubtonlybelieve.com.